From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama is heading to South Korea from Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim nation. Mr. Obama told an audience in Jakarta that spending part of his childhood there has helped him appreciate the bonds among people.
When I moved to Indonesia, it would have been hard to imagine a future in which the prosperity of families in Chicago and Jakarta would be connected. But our economies are now global, and Indonesians have experienced both the promise and the perils of globalization.
Mr. Obama says the U.S. has improved its relationship with the Muslim world, but still has to do better. The president stressed that America is not at war with Islam, but with violent extremists, he says, who do not have a claim on any religion. A disabled cruise ship some 200 miles off San Diego is slowly moving toward shore after drifting at sea for nearly 24 hours. Coast Guard Petty Officer Matthew Schofield says the crew and passengers seem to be doing fine.
They haven't given any times yet, but they do have a plan that's in place right now to, get tugboats out to it and then, bring it back into port.
Helicopters have dropped canned goods onto the vessel to ensure that the 4,500 people aboard do not run out of food. There is no air conditioning or hot water. The 952-foot vessel was traveling from Long Beach to ports in Mexico Monday when a fire in the engine room knocked out its power. U.S. employers added more jobs in September, but NPR's Giles Snyder reports that the number of openings dropped sharply from the previous month.
The Labor Department says employers advertised some 2.9 million jobs at the end of September. That's down more than 5% from August and far below what was reported in December 2007 when the recession began. The figures are compiled in a report known as the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. It shows that on average there were 5 unemployed people for each available job in September. Last Friday, the Labor Department issued a better-than-expected monthly employment report for October. It left the unemployment rate unchanged at 9.6%, but said employers added a modest 151,000 jobs. This latest data suggests employers are still unsure about hiring in large numbers. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
A man accused of plotting to bomb the Washington, D.C. subway system has pleaded not guilty to the charges. Farouk Ahmed was arrested last month for allegedly trying to plot the attacks with people he thought were members of the terrorist group Al-Qaeda. Prosecutors say the Pakistan-born U.S. citizen was actually doing business with undercover agents. The trial will be held in April. Stocks are mixed in Asia, with Japan shares down up 120 points. Hong Kong stocks are down 284, and shares are down 38 points in Shanghai. This is NPR News. Parliamentary elections in Jordan have been marred by violence in the country's south. Gail Gamblack reports from Amman that with opposition boycott of the election, lawmakers with tribal links and government loyalists are expected to fill the legislature and continue King Abdullah's pro-Western policies.
A Jordanian police spokesman says the supporters of two rival candidates engaged in a shootout in Emiria, a small southern town. In another incident, police say 30 people wielding knives and axes tried to force voters to cast ballots for their candidate outside a polling station in Madaba, southwest of Amman. The opposition has boycotted the vote to protest what they say is an erosion of parliament's independence. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Latin America media leaders meeting in Mexico say both government censorship and organized crime are big threats to journalists in the region. One media official says it's worse in Mexico, where at least 11 journalists have been killed this year, and where some newspapers have stopped covering violence related to the country's drug problem. Comedian Tina Fey has received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. Surrounded by friends and colleagues at the Kennedy Center in Washington Tuesday, 40-year-old Fey became the youngest person and only the third woman to receive the honor. She is the creator and co-star of the successful NBC comedy series 30 Rock. Fey also is known for her work on Saturday Night Live, where she appeared for 9 seasons. She recently co-starred with Steve Carell in the box office film Date Night. She is said to be working on a memoir. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.